Well, this incident actually goes back almost a month and a half ago to September 15th. One of our officers was responding to a report of a vehicle that was stuck on the railroad tracks. At about 4 o'clock, while our officer was en route, that vehicle ended up being struck by a southbound Union Pacific train. It appears from the information gathered that the defendant, Lauren May, had been trying to get to a friend's house, took a wrong turn, and ended up on the railroad tracks in the area of North Graham and Old Welborn Road in College Station. Rather than calling the police or trying to contact the railroad, she called a friend to try to help her get the vehicle off the tracks. They were unable to do so. I believe she tried to call another friend and then eventually called a towing company. The tow truck arrived on scene and called police, and that's how we were actually notified. Like I said earlier, before we were able to arrive on scene, the car did end up being struck by a train. That caused the Rock Prairie crossing to be blocked for about 2 hours. It was cleared a little bit after 6 o'clock that morning. The defendant was given some field sobriety tests that evening, and at that time, she was arrested for public intoxication. You know, the officers got there quite a bit after she had been out of her vehicle. So she was arrested for public intoxication that evening. Case was assigned for follow-up. Union Pacific did indicate to the officer that they did want to press charges on the obstructing a railway case. Officer continued his investigation. He was able to get a warrant for Miss May, made contact with her on the 23rd, and she met him at a location, and warrant was confirmed. She was taken into custody.
Is it a traffic offense to have your car stuck on railroad tracks?
This was done in a reckless manner. She actually tried to cross the railroad where there was no crossing. She drove off the road and tried to basically make her own roadway. She was reckless in her driving, and she obstructed it because of her recklessness. And that was the reason. That's what causes it to be an offense. If someone is traveling across a railroad crossing in a normal manner, on a normal roadway, and if for whatever reason the car breaks down or for whatever reason, you know, it gets stuck, but you're on a normal roadway, then that would be a little bit different situation. But she basically went off-road and crossed the railroad tracks in a location where there was no crossing.
So two strikes in this situation, one you just mentioned about not using a street to cross the railroad, and then secondly, failure to contact police and or the railroad company.
Exactly.